You know that guy?
Yes.
There's always that guy. There's a lot of that guys that I could do without. And the one I thought of this week was the It's Quite Simple guy.
Oh, he explains everything and it's quite simple?
Yeah. When you have something very complicated and he always likes to preface it, something very complicated, by saying, it's quite simple.
Can you give me an example?
Well, sure. Like, you know, how did the Apollo 11 manage to find the moon? Oh, well, it's quite simple. All they did was take the arctangent and cube root that and times it by the hypotenuse squared, of course.
Right.
And then once you take that quotient and work it over there, and then all of a sudden it's quite simple. You land on the moon. You know that guy?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have a good example. Is that a bad example?
No, it was a good example. There's a kid calling out, so I was just waiting to see what was going to happen. If that kid was coming running into the room, or if Lisa was going to go running to the kid, or just waiting for to see.
Was it your kid, or do you have the front door open?
that's a good question. I think it was our kid.
And scene. Hello and welcome to episode 145 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany, and with me as always is...
Adam in Vancouver, British Columbia.
I'm going to ask you once again, Adam, what's going on, Adam?
Thanksgiving long weekend, buddy.
Right, I almost forgot about it because we don't really give thanks over here.
Right, not thankful.
No, we just assume everything's as it should be.
Right.
But then I remembered that it's the long weekend, so we're going to have pumpkin pie over here.
Great. Yeah, and to be clear, because there's probably some Americans listening right now saying, no, it's not, to remind everybody who isn't Canadian, we have a different Thanksgiving Day weekend than the rest.
Yes.
Than the rest.
We celebrate Columbus Day.
That's right.
But with Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And I think our Thanksgiving was just some sort of a jealousy thing. We're like, hey, we like turkey.
Yeah. We like,
that's it.
We like to celebrate stuff.
We like the Detroit Lions.
Sure.
Yeah. They always play Thanksgiving Day, I believe.
They do.
Yeah, them and the Cowboys, as far as I understand.
Yep.
Yeah, so there you go. We don't have that. Now, then it's like, all right, hey, we like the Blue Bombers and the Rough Riders.
Yes, but I don't know that they're playing on Thanksgiving, but it is still a Monday off, so there's that.
Yeah. Great. Yes, and I'm looking forward to the pumpkin pie. So there you go.
Yeah.
Although last year we made pumpkin pie for like a party we went to or had or hosted or something, or coffee, or maybe I slept in. I don't remember. But all I'm saying is we went with other people, all Germans,
mm-hmm.
and we brought two pumpkin pies because there's quite a few people, and we thought, oh man, we better bring two.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to want some of this.
Yeah. Yeah. Two pieces were eaten. My wife and myself ate a piece, and everyone else just left it.
Not even a sample?
Not even a sample.
Wow.
So I did not understand. What, I was good for me because I had pumpkin pie for the next 48 hours.
Yeah, and so you did the, hey, we brought it to the party, but we're bringing it home, or you were ushered out with it. Please take this with you, Al.
Yeah, I think it might have been our party.
Oh, okay.
So therefore, the leftovers were there anyways, but yeah. Either way, who doesn't eat pumpkin pie?
I think it's kind of a acquired taste.
Right. You make it sound like it's liver or tongue or something.
No. I just think that
haggis is acquired taste.
I don't think as a kid I really enjoyed it. It was, I think, one of those things that, like coffee, as an adult I really enjoyed, and I kind of thought, wow, I've been missing out on this for a long time.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah.
Well, every morning before I catch the bus, I do have pumpkin pie. So, yeah, that's true. I can't remember a time when I thought coffee was not good.
Really?
But no, there was. There was a time.
Yeah, or there was a time when I used to put sugar in coffee.
Yeah.
Don't do that anymore either.
Yeah. What else do people not care about?
I'm sure there's other stuff. Hey, I've got a photography related search that I've been on.
Amazon.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll buy it there.
If you buy some stuff, if you buy things and you buy them on Amazon, I'm not telling you to buy things on Amazon necessarily.
Right.
But if you do, and who doesn't, click through our site. We all win. Someone just bought a camera the other day. I think I told you that last week.
Yeah, I think you said that. Why don't you just say that again?
Someone else bought another camera.
It's like a subliminal messaging.
Yeah, everyone buys cameras.
Right. No, but I was...
Well, up until now, we've always been saying that, oh, man, like don't believe the hype. Don't buy new cameras. You don't need them. Now I changed my tune. Now I'm trying to tell everybody, yeah, your camera's it's garbage.
Right.
Get a new one.
Yes, or two.
Okay, so what's your camera search?
Well, no, I was my daughter had her little point-and-shoot camera, and we can't find the battery charger, and the thing's like, I don't know, 800 years old. No, it's probably, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years old, something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of looking at getting her a new point-and-shoot, you know, Christmas upcoming, you know, thought it would be something. So I had a look at what point-and-shoots, what would be something good for a kid, because, you know, you want her to be able to possibly sustain a drop. She is 6. And potentially, you know, maybe get wet. Just something that's kid-friendly, kid-durable, but not, you know...
Budget. What's the budget?
Well, to me, probably something in around $100 to $150.
Okay, you know? Like your kid. Okay.
Yeah, I like her. And I want it to be able to take a half-decent picture, and I want it to be able to record video, and I don't want it to be complete junk. I don't want it to be also... like a toy camera that you'd get from Toys R Us. So
right.
So that's what I had in mind. And it turns out such a thing exists and gets really good reviews. I think it's a relatively new camera that Nikon put out. It's called the Nikon S31. So I actually haven't held one in my hands. It comes in lots of colors, which I think is unnecessary, but a good sell for kids because you can get a blue one or a pink one or a red or whatever. But does 720p video. It's underwater up to it'll go underwater for video or for pictures up to 5 meters. So it's waterproof, shockproof. It can sustain a drop from I don't know something like 6 feet, and and the image quality and stuff is from the reviewers is great. All four on sale in Canada right now for $97.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so just a new camera there. So if other people like myself are looking for a kid-friendly, they marketed it as kind of a family-friendly camera, but based on the controls and how the dedicated buttons work, really it's for kids. Like, it's a good kid's camera. It's got a pretty decent size LCD, and like I say, looks pretty kid-tough.
I'm looking at it right now because I've been looking for something like this. This must be fairly new because I didn't
think
see it.
May. I think it came out in May 2013. So
okay, yeah, I was looking probably at the beginning of the year. So because I wanted a waterproof camera, waterproof, dustproof, or at least resistant.
Yeah,
take to the beach, take to the swimming pool, stuff like that, and not have to worry about it.
Yes, and it's a 10 megapixel camera. And looks to fit every bill. And like I said, I've read about 5 reviews, and every review is like just head over heels for what a good value this is. And again, I'm thinking for the price tag, I'll probably get one for each kid as a Christmas present.
Oh, could you get it for them for early so that they could test it out and let me know how they like it?
It's possible, but unlikely. Yeah. That's kind of
How about you test it out before Santa wraps it up?
Yeah, maybe that'll happen. They won't know.
And you just Jack will get it and be like, "Dad, the box is open. This is nonsense."
We'll tell them the elves had to test it before they put it in the box.
There you go.
Yeah.
Because if that's the case, if it's really good, I'm going to get one myself. But I don't want. I want you to test drive it for me.
Okay. All right.
First,
I'll try to get on that.
Here's my recommendation, though. Once you do, this will be a tough sell for the kids, especially for the daughter, I think. I would not get the flashy pink colors. I would get just your basic silver or black.
Okay.
And add duct tape to it and just ugly it up.
Okay.
Because I hope it's not true. I hope you know, your kids wouldn't be a target for having someone just lift it when they're out in public, just steal it from them, but... It's probably likely that, you know, they're easy pickings.
Yeah.
And so making it look ugly would be a good thing.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't think I'm too concerned about that, especially too because it is going to be a $100 camera that they're probably going to beat up well before someone tries to lift it from them.
Mm-hmm.
I do understand your point. I will definitely have to get, you know, two different colors. I'm not sure how many colors it comes in. It doesn't have to be a color, but I mean so that it's easily identifiable whose is whose, because that will be an issue.
Right. Once the first one is broken, I'm pretty sure that's Jack's, Dad.
Yeah, probably. And you know what I did like from the kid-friendly standpoint is there's two separate buttons, one dedicated video button on the top left and one shutter release, which is nice because, again, that's just, you know, you don't have to toggle a switch or anything, go back and forth. You want to take a video, you push the left video switch, and if you want to take a picture, it's on the right. So I thought that was pretty smart.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's just like when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Just like when I was 7.
Yeah, you had your underwater video HD camera.
Yeah, the only downside is it only had one button for pictures and for video. So it was kind of like, all right, this is fine.
Yeah.
But no, when I was a kid, I got a tape recorder for when I was, I don't know, like 5. That was my present. I got a tape recorder that took D cell batteries.
Nice.
Yeah, and here's what I used to do. Pre-podcast, of course, before podcasts existed.
Right.
And before VCRs. And so I would basically tape the audio out of the TV of, like, my favorite Spider-Man cartoons.
Yeah.
And I could listen to them later like a podcast.
Sweet.
That's a true story. I didn't call it a podcast then, because that would have been pretty amazing. But, oh, yeah, my dad would come downstairs Saturday morning, and I would just be like, oh, shh, I'm taping it.
That's
a very pivotal scene where Peter Parker dead. Just I'll explain later. Okay, go get a coffee.
Yeah, you can. I'll play it back for you later.
Yeah, I'm quite certain. Due to my family's pack rat tendencies, I'll bet you those tapes exist somewhere in our house.
Sweet.
I'll track them down.
Dig them up. Yeah.
You see what J. Jonah Jameson was doing in the '70s?
Maybe you could digitalize those.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In all honesty, these were the Spider-Man and his amazing friends, not the original Spider-Man. And if I remember correctly, the teleplays were very good. So it was kind of like a radio. I'm not making this any better.
No,
this isn't making me look cooler. Oh, they're good teleplays. Okay, sure. All right, that's why you had your first girlfriend at 34. Okay, yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Moving on. I was 34. She was 18.
Right.
Winter's here in Germany. I don't know if you knew that.
No, that's quite a skip to season there.
Yep. Oh, yeah. We didn't have spring and evidently no autumn. So right to winter. It was like, I don't know. It said 8 or 7 degrees yesterday, but it felt like 0. So that's all. I don't need. I'm frustrated, man.
Yeah, your kid in a parka?
No, she's the only one, though. The other kids are wearing their snowsuits already, and I feel like I'm not sure if I'm like a bad dad because she's just wearing regular pants and no toque, and these other kids are wearing the full-on one-piece snowsuits. And it's not snowing.
I think you're okay.
Yeah, I think she's going to be fine. These other kids, I'm a little worried about. So there's that. Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
We went to Grouse Mountain. That was kind of interesting.
I love Grouse Mountain.
Haven't been in about, I don't know, 12, 13 years since I first moved out here. So
really?
Yeah. So we kind of decided that we'd go, and we actually ended up getting a annual family pass. So it's one of those situations where if you go twice in the year, it's already paid for itself. Like going once is really expensive for a family, but if you plan on going a few times, it's actually a pretty decent value to get a season's pass. So that's what we did.
This is why I tell people to go, like if you go to Vancouver in the summer, even is go up Grouse Mountain. There's a lot to do, and it's, you know, you can hike around and you can see a lot of Vancouver.
It's beautiful from up there. Yeah.
The only thing is it's around $50.
For a family, it's like 115 or something.
Yeah.
But like I say, the season's pass, I think, was about 220 taxes in. So, yeah, like you say, once you go twice, it's paid for itself. And they have all sorts of Christmas activities. Like, this is still, obviously, They sort of have seasonal activities, so they had like a lumberjack show up there.
Yeah.
And the kids loved that, so I took some photos of that actually. I probably will at some point post a few on Facebook because I thought it was super entertaining, and it was kind of overcast at that point, so you know the lighting was good for taking photos of such a thing.
I was up there a couple summers ago now. We were there, and took my wife and the in-laws to the lumberjack show.
Yeah.
And it was kind of funny because the volunteer that got called out into the show was my wife.
Yeah.
And so he found out she's from Germany and he started speaking German to her, which I thought was pretty funny.
Nice.
Guy spoke fluent German. And while that was happening, I was sitting next to, watching the show. I'm sitting next to Jack Black.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was up. He was in town filming something and took his kid to the lumberjack show.
Cool. Yeah, it was really, really entertaining.
Yeah, highly recommend it. And in the winter, this is turning into a travel log for people who aren't going to Vancouver. But going ice skating at the top is a lot of fun too.
Yeah, we're excited about that. And there's sleigh rides, and there's a Santa's breakfast that you can kind of book, and all sorts of
kids
stuff.
Kids are gonna love the sleigh rides. I tell you that.
Yeah. Well, and the skating for sure. The outdoor skating for sure.
Absolutely, it's a great time up there, and so I used to have a yearly pass as well, because you can use it to hike up and ride down if you want to do that.
And you know what's funny from a photography standpoint is that, and this kind of I guess goes back to the episode that you know Don was on about shooting landscapes, and so I'm up there at the top of Grouse Mountain, looking around, you know, beautiful view, have no idea what to take a photo of. Mm-hmm. And took a few photos, didn't really like any of them. And, you know, it's that situation of, again, beautiful view does not equal necessarily beautiful picture.
No, and I'm sure you didn't drag the kids out there at like 6:30 in the morning.
No, it's middle of the day. Yeah.
Yeah. So that is tough, but it is a great view. I love it up there. I love Grouse Mountain an awful lot. So, yeah, I went to Switzerland myself.
Wow.
That's what I shot some, which sounds a lot more exotic than it is from here. It's a couple hour drive, really. It's like you going to Seattle, but without the border lineup.
Right. Do you do anything exciting when you were there?
Yeah, that's photo related. That's why I didn't bring that. I went and shot what's going to be a movie poster.
Okay.
For a movie I'm working on. I don't think I've mentioned on the show. I'm not even sure how much I'm supposed to talk about yet.
Okay, don't say anything.
No, but I think it's important because I've been rather distracted these days. I don't know.
I think you've already said too much.
That's the worst yes and I've ever heard.
Go ahead.
That's the new improv technique. No one, be quiet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm editing a movie, a documentary.
Okay.
That I will talk more about as it progresses.
Yeah.
But I had to go to Switzerland to meet the subject of the documentary, who's in Switzerland right now, and went and spent the day there and. The film crew shot. I'm not shooting the documentary. I'm only editing it, so which is kind of a new thing for me. But so watch them shoot some scenes, and I went and photographed what will likely become the poster for the movie.
Okay.
And did that, and that's about it. That was what I shot. That was interesting.
Okay. All right.
Great.
Awesome. Moving on.
Photo challenge. Transportation. Now, I had said we should do autumn, and you said, it's not even autumn here, and which is it's good for me because we didn't have it either. So I thought, you know what, I'll pick transportation, and I'm going to do that because I knew I was going to Switzerland. I thought, hey, I'm going to catch the train home. I'll get some awesome train photos. But I didn't.
Okay.
So here's what I got. Let's start with mine right off the bat.
Okay.
Here's my photo. Go.
It's a series of photos.
Well, but it's put together in one. Like if you paid for this, you wouldn't have to pay for four photos. You'd pay for the one.
I'd get it all as one, four for the price of one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
It is a series of photos. I don't know if that's... I didn't even know if that's breaking the rules or not.
It's kind of breaking the rules. It's just more of a montage. If the challenge was shoot a photo montage, this would be a montage.
The challenge was transportation.
Yeah, so I guess you can make that a montage.
What are we looking at here? What sort of transportation are we looking at?
A bicycle.
That's not a trick question. Exactly. So... I don't want to sit and argue the merits of what I did here.
Okay. All right. So you want my honest opinion?
Sure. Fire away.
My honest...
No. I want you to lie to me.
My honest opinion is it feels like if you put some speech bubbles on it, you would be a guy from Hungary ripping off my engagement photos.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw... In case you haven't been listening all along, Adam invented something that no one had thought of.
That's right.
Yeah, and now he's been ripped off
by everybody.
By the
world. This would fully be plagiarism in my book.
It's like if you're walking down the street, saw some dude picking his nose, and you're like, "Hey, I invented that." What are you doing? Great. Now everybody's picking their nose.
That's right.
Secrets out.
I thought of it first. No, my personal opinion on this is that it's too artsy for me. I think it's not my cup of tea. Like, and nothing you did in my opinion here is bad or wrong. And each photo on its own is just fine. But putting it together and it just in the way you've done it, it just screams of, hey, I'm super artsy and like my picture because it's super artsy and nouveau modernish.
So you got it. So you got what I was putting down.
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
Tell me what you like about it or why you did it this way.
I was thinking of a way. I was going to go shoot the terrain. That was my plan, to do something. I thought, hey man, I'm going to be in Switzerland. I'm sure the train station's going to be rad, which is how I put it. And then it turned out I had about 0 seconds to do that because I had to run for the terrain and then jump on it, and that was that. And so then I ultimately ran out of time and thought, I want to go shoot a bicycle because I have access to it very quickly. How can I make a bicycle interesting? How can I do something that's going to not just be a photo of a bicycle?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I originally thought, well, I might just shoot one close-up of the tire stem. That was my original plan. But then once I was there, I thought, you know what? I kind of like the other details of the bike, so I'm going to make a montage of four photos.
Mm-hmm.
Each showing a close-up, but you never see the full bike, yet there's no question as to what it is.
Right. Well, that much is true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I wanted black and white just because I wanted it to be artsy-fartsy.
Yeah. 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 Okay. All right. Yeah. I think mission accomplished. It's artsy fartsy.
The part that's going to sting is that even though you ripped my photo, it's still better than yours. So let's have a look at yours. That's the worst part.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. No, your photo's fine.
Yeah. I went to Grouse Mountain, like we said earlier, and I kind of wanted the gondola. I just thought that sort of screamed Grouse Mountain, and then I saw that it actually said Grouse Mountain on it, so I wanted an angle where you could sort of read it but still get kind of the perspective of where it was going, so I kind of stood underneath it. This was right before we were leaving. Unfortunately, had I taken this picture when we arrived, we had a crystal clear blue sky and I had a polarizer on the camera, would have been great, except for we were going up the mountain, and from where you take the gondola, there's all sorts of obstructions, so I couldn't get a clear shot. So of course I thought, oh, okay, I'll just do it when we leave, which is what I did, except for the sky changed and we got an overcast day, so totally different picture than I would have liked to have had. I wanted the blue sky, it just wasn't in the cards.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. And you explained to the teacher that, you know what, I meant to write down all the right answers, so just give me an A.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, I figured with the white sky or the overcast sky, it's still the gondola stands out even more so. So I'm gonna make lemonade out of those lemons.
I would have liked to see the blue sky.
Yeah,
and,
me too.
Possibly some some white puffy clouds in there. That's actually the one criticism I had. The exact same thing. Everything else great. We got lines. We got, it's very clear what the subject is. And it even stands out to me, the red and the green, no problems. And the other criticism would be is I have seen this picture about a million times.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
For people who are going to Grouse Mountain, think about taking this picture from the top of the mountain down, because you'll get the gondola and Vancouver and, you know, the Pacific Ocean and everything in the background.
And I took that photo as well. Mm-hmm. Again, where you're standing to get the picture of the gondola, there's all sorts of lines and or those power poles. Like, it's just not actually that pleasing image. I guess if you had a very, like, one of those 10 to 20 wide angle lenses or something, you might get everything that you want in the photo, but it's just not, it wasn't a pleasing image at all from where you have to stand to take the photo from the top. Because I agree, I thought it would be nicer from the top, but again, not from where you're going to get a clear shot of the gondola.
Okay.
So anyone trying to take that photo, I'd love to see what they've come up with, because again, I only tried for about 1 minute. Once I got off, I ran around, and in the time I had before it left, I tried, but I could not get anything. And that was when it was a blue sky. So mm-hmm. Yeah, still I preferred my cloudy overcast shot that I took at the end of the day.
Okay, I'm going to dig through mine. Mine are all point and shoots, because I used to hike. I never would carry my DSLR up when I was hiking.
Right.
And so I'm going to dig out and see if I have any that are up to standard.
Okay.
From the top. So either way, both of these transportation, moving on.
There you go.
The end.
Yeah.
This week's topic. Oh, I'm doing it this week?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
okay. Good thing I prepared. this week's topic is inspired by my horrible photo that Adam hated.
Okay.
It's called artsy. Coverage.
It's called artsy. Artsy.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to be, just do it in black and white. It's all you got to do.
You know, take four pictures, put it into one picture, and artsy fartsy.
Yeah. That's it. Done.
There's probably an app for that.
You know what? There probably is an app for that. I didn't use an app. I use an app called Photoshop, but that hadn't occurred to me until you were shooting your mouth off about how bad my picture was. Then it occurred to me, I was like, you know what? This probably is some sort of a automatic Instagram type of thing.
Yeah, yeah. And if it isn't, somebody's ripping us off right now in Hungary.
Yeah.
Someone's making the app as they're listening to this.
But to be fair, goulash, I do like.
What's that?
Hungarian food.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, it's like a stew, right?
Yeah.
All right. I've never had it, but it sounds good.
Yeah, it's good. Goulash or paprikash, that's all good stuff.
Okay.
So, you know what? We'll call it a push on the whole stealing the zombie idea. Okay. Or stealing the comic book idea.
Right.
And there's that. So, no, this week's topic, we're going to talk about coverage, getting coverage. Now, first of all, what does that mean?
I guess my interpretation would be if you're at some sort of event, or if you're doing, let's use weddings, for example, you probably want some close-ups, probably some sort of medium shots and some wide angles just to sort of show everything that was going on.
That's essentially it. I mean, like I borrow this term from film and video production.
Okay.
Because when you shoot a movie, if you don't get coverage, you're out of luck. Like when you sit and watch a movie, you know, pay attention to a scene when two people are talking. There'll be a wide shot of, you know, the two of them, and then it'll move into a close up of one, and a close up of the other, and then maybe a medium shot, and they'll shoot the scene, you know, let's say five different times, which is probably more than that, but five times. Mm-hmm. Over and over, the exact same thing, just so they have the same thing in different coverage that they can cut to.
Right.
Now, when we're going to do that, it applies to taking pictures as well, in that photography is essentially storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what we're doing, you know, for whatever reason.
That's what I'm doing.
That's exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, my story is, hey, I'm an artsy-fartsy guy times four.
That's right.
the end. But no, but when you...
I order $7 coffees.
And it did, yeah, and they each take 15 minutes.
And I like it when they swirl the milk into like the formation of a leaf.
Don't start. Like you're really opening up a wound here. Because I fully embrace the coffee art. I love cappuccino art if you're the guy behind me in line. Go ahead, man.
Right.
But the guy, it's when the guy in front of you does it, and the guy doing it really likes his job.
Yeah, yeah.
And he thinks that everybody is just dying to see. And really, I would just love it if he would have a shower and quit playing hacky sack.
Wow. Tell us how you really feel.
No, you started this, man.
Okay, sorry.
Because I don't. All right, anyways. So you're going to tell a story with your photos. Now, this is where you do want to get a wide shot, close shot, all kinds of close shots. That's what I did with the bike, is I didn't actually get a wide shot because I wasn't talking about coverage necessarily. But I wanted to get a series of close-ups to tell the story of what was going on, that this was in fact a bike, without having the standard bike photo.
Right.
Okay. So in order to do that, you want to take the establishing shot, maybe a wide shot with context to see your subject, where they are, and then, or where it is, it could be anything. And then you want to move in and get a lot of close-ups. So for example, at Grouse Mountain, I'm sure you got a shot of the family, a wide shot of the family with something Grouse Mountain-y in the background, the tram or the gondola. What are we calling it?
Gondola.
I'm sure you got a shot with the family in the background there.
Not really. No.
No wide shots. No wide shots of the what do you call it show? The lumberjack show.
Yeah. No, of the lumberjack show. I did. I got good coverage on the lumberjack show.
Okay. So okay, what does that mean? So how did you approach that?
I sort of took a couple of pictures, like you say, a wide shot to show sort of the whole sort of setup, and then I took a few close-ups of specific things they were doing, whether they were, you know, using a chainsaw to carve something or throwing the axes. So yeah, I kind of tried to tell the story through taking a couple pictures of each event, and yeah, some of them showing the whole scene and some of them just showing very specific expressions and details.
There you go. Get those details. Now, it's a good idea to have a plan before you go in. Now, you hadn't scouted out the lumberjack show.
No.
Like, I've been going all week just so I get the right photos on game day. You know, it's not that important.
Right.
But you have an idea of what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, spoiler alert, that guy in the audience, he's a plant, just so you know. No?
We didn't have that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, maybe they've changed the script on that.
The guy didn't fall off the pole?
Nope. Didn't do that.
Oh, you got cheated. You got cheated, my friend.
The guy fell into the well. They pushed a guy in the well with dynamite and threw the dynamite in there. Did they do that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That one they've done. But the pole climbing. Anyways. Point being is you have a general idea of what's going to happen. Now you don't need 100 wide shots of the event,
right?
You need one to establish and then like do what you did just to move in. Whenever I go to do something like this, no matter what it is, I have a plan and I don't think about it ahead of time. It's just sort of ingrained in me that I'm going to do it this way. I don't just shoot a whole bunch of coverage and blam blam blam. We'll figure it out later, you know. Shoot a lot of just-in-case photos and blast away. I have an idea of what I want to do. Do I want to take 5 pictures, maybe? Like ultimately, you could have told the entire story of the Lumberjack Show with 5 photos.
Yep.
One wide shot, maybe one medium of a 2-shot of the guys doing the sawing the logs or doing the log spinning?
Mm-hmm.
Log rolling?
Log rolling, yeah.
And 3 different close-ups, you know, one of the axe, one of the saw, one of the climbing shoes, whatever it is, you would have got the entire story.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, if you put those 5 on a page in a photo album, they're going to all kind of run together and tell the story quite well.
So agreed. I agree.
When I go into this, I have that's generally my plan. I think in my head, what's this going to look like in the end? You know, what do I want to get out of this? And the answer is probably 5 pictures. Now, I'll shoot more than that, of course, because, hey, we all do that. Despite shooting our mouths off about not overshooting, everybody does it.
And you know what was the best thing about having my camera at the ready?
Mm-hmm.
They have like a lumberjack mascot, like in the big costume.
Okay.
And so just when the show was about to start, and I was just kind of getting an exposure for where the action was going to be, the lumberjack, because my daughter was sitting right at the aisle, basically just walked over and, you know, invited her to dance. And then they just started square dancing right in the middle with everybody cheering on 3 feet from me. And luckily I had the 50 millimeter on and quickly snapped a few photos of that 20 seconds where she was just elated to be, you know, doing the square dance shuffle with the lumberjack.
Nice.
Yeah, so those are probably the best photos I got out of the whole thing. And it happened all so fast. There was absolutely no warning. If my camera was sitting in my bag, I would have missed it. But mm-hmm. I had it out, had the exposure ready, and it was close enough for where they were that it was just bang, bang, bang. And I got a few really good photos of her, which, of course, she wanted to see the next day because that was the highlight for her.
Right.
So this is unrelated to the topic you're talking about, but that's coverage. I covered that.
I sat next to Jack Black.
Yeah. Did you get a photo?
No, I didn't. I didn't get coverage of him. I didn't get the impression he wanted me to do that.
Okay.
Although he was very, very friendly. Let me point that out. He was very friendly and probably would have been okay with it. He seems like a really nice guy. No joke. But I thought, you know, he's there with his kid. That's uncool.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I just took his wallet. So there you go. So my advice is get different, you know, get your wide shot, medium shot, get a bunch of close-ups that fit together. Think about shooting the same thing from different angles. Not just wide and close, but get up, get down, you know, move around and get different angles on your subject to tell that story.
Okay.
So basically what the takeaway is, you want to think of not just one simple photo. You want to think of something in a series of photos to best convey the entire story.
And when you go into this, you know, ultimately, what is your end product? Like, are you thinking that this is going to be for, you know, putting in a book, like a photo book, or are you thinking that this is how you're going to frame something, or are you just thinking this is how you're going to display it on Facebook?
That's a good question. I mean, there's all of those things. Usually not all of them in one instance. Sometimes it's going to be a series of 3 photos that I hang on my wall. Sometimes it'll be, you know, if I'm going to make a photo album, I know that this event's going to be, you know, one page, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And something like that, like, you know, our trip to the zoo or something like that. Or it could be on Facebook, especially on Facebook because it's very easy. Gosh, that's a good question, because on Facebook, it's very easy to just flood the internet with photos of your day. And you're going to tell the whole story. But no one's going to want to see your whole story because there's like 150 pictures.
Right. Yeah, I hate that. I actually hate that when people put like, you know, and there's 16 crappy pictures of the exact same moment.
That's exactly right. I'm not a fan of that. I would rather have 5 that tell, you know, of the whole day.
Yeah.
That tell you, you know, that tell what you did, you know, and what's going on. So maybe the topic isn't coverage. Maybe it's just, you know, dial it down. That's the topic.
We should call this filtering.
Filtering. That's another topic. We'll just basically repeat the same thing and call it filtering.
Next week. Next week, filter.
No. So that's it. Any questions on coverage?
No. I'm going to go do it.
Yes, go do it. I guess the big takeaway is think about it ahead of time. About coverage, about going in and pay attention to what you're going to do. Now, there's no specific order. You don't have to shoot the wide shot first. I just usually do. And that's just sort of from the film background. Because you tend to, when you're shooting a scene, let's say you're shooting a scene that's staged, you're going to shoot the wide shot first.
Okay. To tell where you are.
to tell what you are, but even if you don't open them, like if you watch a scene in a movie, they don't always open a scene with the wide shot. We call it the establishing shot, or when you shoot the whole thing wide, we call it the master shot, because ultimately you got two actors who are in the shot doing the whole scene. There's no cuts. It's sort of the template for what the scene's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, in the worst case, if you ever have nothing to cut to, you don't have a close-up that works, you can always cut back to the master. So you tend to shoot that first, the actors go run through it, get a feel for the scene, and then you move in and shoot coverage. You shoot, you know, your medium shots, close-ups, that kind of thing. Not to say in photography you have to shoot the master first, but I do. Just how I do it.
Just to clarify, are we doing the episode again?
What? Yes. I didn't talk about shooting it first earlier.
Oh, okay.
This is not a repeat.
Okay, I thought maybe you were just starting again.
Hey, tell me that coffee story again.
Do you have the extra hot, like, light on the whip?
You know what? Hey, by the way, we're just doing coverage on this episode. That's all it is.
Okay.
So that's it. Guess you shoot it in whatever order you want there. Big mouth.
Great.
Shoot the master first. That's it. That's my recommendation to you.
Okay.
Next week's challenge.
I have one.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, no, I really do.
Is it the one I sent you?
No, I don't really like that one.
Great. All right, well, it's your yours.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Yeah.
Great.
Pumpkins, anything pumpkin related. It's the time of year. It's this pumpkins. It's Halloween's coming up in a couple of weeks. The pumpkin patches are ripening up. Pumpkin pie, Thanksgiving. There's lots of pumpkin opportunities. Do you have pumpkins in Jeremy?
No, we never heard of them.
Oh, that's yeah, unfortunate for you. I'll mail you one.
We have them. They don't call them pumpkins though.
Okay.
Kürbis.
Great.
Yeah. And jack-o'-lantern, Kürbisgeist.
Great.
Pumpkin ghost.
So is that okay? Pumpkin?
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, we're going to sit back and wait for all the Rembrandts to just flow right in. I've already shot 4 pictures while you've been talking.
Yeah. Black and white.
Oh, yeah, I got coverage.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're all black and white and really artsy.
Perfect.
By artsy, I just mean they're upside down. That's it. Yeah, I phoned it in.
Nice.
You know what? You know what we don't have, or I would absolutely do. We don't have pumpkin lattes here. I'm sure they have that over there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Extra hot soy. Half sweet.
Yeah. And those guys who order, they don't do it quietly. They're never ordering it to the guy who's working there. They're ordering it so the guy at the back of the line can hear them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Great. And never in their life, not once, have they said the phrase, "Hey, I'll have what he's having." No.
Or just coffee. Just coffee. You hardly ever. Like, maybe you have to, you probably have to sift through 10 Starbucks customers before you hear just a coffee order.
Yeah. I'm that guy. I get coffee.
I'm that guy too.
Oh, man. That's why we can't go there together.
No. That'd be 2 in a row.
It's like the vice president doesn't travel with the president.
And I would just have what you're having.
Wait, one cup, 2 straws? Yeah. Oh, it's okay. They do a podcast.
Yeah, it's fine.
Don't worry about it. Okay, pumpkin. Next week we're doing pumpkins. That's it.
Great.
I'm very excited.
Super
very excited.
I'm excited.
I think my pumpkin is going to be my pumpkin. I don't know if the photo will be better because I don't like your attitude, but my pumpkin will be better than your pumpkin.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see.
Although it'll be a squash, and then not technically a pumpkin.
Any listeners out there that already have an S31, or maybe their kid has an S31, a Nikon S31, we'd love to hear what your thoughts are about it.
Any listeners who are still listening to this show at this point, just let us know that. Send us an email.
Let us know that you're listening, and then if you have a Nikon S31, that would be appreciated.
Yeah, because even I stopped listening halfway through this one.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you going to do?
This is like the Christmas episode, but just like 2 months early. The coffee episode. We'll call this one the coffee episode.
I'm also interested to hear the thoughts on the on the camera in terms of ease of use and if it gets, you know, you get decent photos. And I don't really care about flash photos so much. It's, no. With those. But I'm looking, underwater is going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we both get those, that's going to be the next challenge, will be underwater pumpkins. So Amazon, remind everybody, if you buy your Nikon S31, buy it from Amazon.
Yes.
Buy it through our site, and that way we get a taste of it. Which great. Sounds creepy.
Yeah, it does.
Whew, great. Adam, where can people find your photos?
Twohosers.com, the Two Hosers Facebook site, and SchwartzChronicles.com.
Just next time I ask you that question, just say on the internet.
Yeah, sure. On the internet.
Tell people what you do. Here's what you say. Here's what I tell people when they ask me questions now. In anything. Any question they ask me, my answer is, your Google is as good as mine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the jerk answer.
People don't like me.
No, yeah. They don't.
Yeah, so great. My stuff, alanatridge.com, or the two of us at twohosers.com, like Adam already said, where you can find everything you want to know. And that's it. Facebook. That's right. The thing we have. We have one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. That's all I got for you. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.